Good evening, boobies. Tonight I would like to talk about photographers' rights. It's a photography-based one this evening. Today I tweeted or retweeted a link to a story where, yet another story, these have been going on for a long time, where a street photographer who was actually reviewing two new cameras at the time was taking photographs on Times Square, and I mean, so you can imagine a massively popular photography destination, you know, lots and lots of people taking photographs there. And while he was there taking pictures just of the people and things around him, testing these new cameras, a policeman tapped him on the shoulder and asked him what he was doing, and told him that he'd received a number of complaints from people, and pointed out that there were lots of children and school parties around that day. And basically insinuated, not so subtly, that he might be a paedophile, and the photographer in question just turned round and politely showed the policeman what the photographs he'd taken, showed that there were no cause to believe that he was a paedophile. And I mean, without going into the full depth of the story, he basically, at the end of the conversation with the cop, turned around and said, "Well, so I have the feeling you'd like me to put the camera away now." And the cop said, "Yes, put the camera away." So he put the camera away and went somewhere else and took some pictures somewhere else, as it turns out. But so that's the story, and it's not at all a new story. We've all, those of us that are into photography, have heard stories about photographers' rights being trampled on. You know, we have a right. For those that are not photographers, it is perfectly legal to take photographs in a public place of people and or things, even children. It's legal. It's not wise, but it's legal. I wouldn't do it, but I certainly wouldn't mind taking pictures of people or things with people in the shot. And you know, that is a perfectly legitimate legal thing to do. And this cop, by coming over and harassing this guy, he might have just been responding to the complaints. That's entirely fair. And I would have no problem with the policeman coming and asking me what I was doing. But I do have a problem with him suggesting that he might be a paedophile. And I do have a problem with him asking him to put his camera away. Those two things are infringing this guy's rights. And I guess what I wanted to talk about today is not that old trite, we've been over this, I'm a photographer, not a terrorist, ground before. But what bothered me about this story is the fact that this guy, who is the guy reviewing the cameras, was so meek about it. He didn't take the opportunity to educate this cop about what his rights were. He didn't take the opportunity to stand up for his rights you know, particularly in a place like Times Square, for God's sake, you know, there must be a million people taking photographs in Times Square. I think I just want to put out the call to all of us that are interested in not having our right to take photographs in public taken away. If we are challenged about these things, I don't think we need to meekly turn around and do everything the cop says and just avoid a confrontation at all costs. I do think we should be polite. I do think we should comply with instructions if we're instructed to do something. But if we're instructed to do something that does infringe our rights, we should stand up and say so. We should explain to the police why it is that what they're asking us to do is an infringement of our rights. And if necessary, if we're really go through with it, we should take the details of the policeman asking us to do it, and we should make a complaint. That's how the system is supposed to work. I understand that not every cop and every rent-a-cop, that I don't mean that in a rude way, the community support officers, who actually I think are a great idea, but I don't expect them to know every element of the law. But I do expect that if I turn around and make a justified, reasonable explanation of why what I'm doing is not illegal, I do expect them to respect my opinion. And I don't think that we should allow our rights to be trampled all over. I don't think we should allow our rights to be diminished. If our rights are infringed, we need to complain. We need to make sure that our rights are upheld as much as the police are, you know, uphold the rights of everyone else. So I guess what I'm saying is, to that guy that didn't complain and tells his students not to make a fuss, I'm not saying make a fuss, but I am saying go a lot further than he did. Definitely stand up for your rights and explain when you're having your rights infringed. Know your rights, first of all. First and foremost, know your rights. I'll catch you tomorrow, boobies. Bye-bye.